right, our next six public hearings are all solar array applications. Are the representatives of all six of these here? You know, are everybody here? Okay, because I want to say, I just want to say this once instead of six times, okay? Sussex County is fully aware of the benefits and operation of community solar facilities, at this point having seen and acted on so many of them. For that reason, the commission will take that into account, and presenters do not need to establish that. Instead, please focus on your specific property, the surrounding area, and how your proposed solar facility may impact the surrounding area. The commission will also take into account all of the written information that is already in the record on each one of these applications. So when each of you come up to do your hearing, please keep that in mind. We've seen 25, 30 of these. We're well familiar with the benefits. You really don't have to cover that piece for us. And that will help us get through these six public hearings, because guess what? There's two more after that. So it's a busy night. It's a busy night. And with that, our next public hearing is conditional use number 2388, Rifle Range Road Solar LLC.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a solar farm on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Northwest 400, Sussex County, containing 93.66 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the south side of Rifle Range Road, which is Sussex County Route 545, approximately 1.14 mile east of Sussex Highway, which is Route 13. The 911 address is not available, and the tax parcel ID is District 131, Map 15, Parcel 51.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's site plan and survey. We have a copy of a letter received from the Delaware Department of Transportation as a service level evaluation response. We have a copy of a letter received from Sussex County Engineering Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the staff analysis, and we have five comment letters that have been received. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. All right, who's here representing this application? Yes, sir. Step right up. Give us your name.
Good afternoon, Chairman. Good afternoon, Planning Commissioner members. My name is Sean Tucker. I'm zoning counsel here for the applicant, Rifle Road Solar LLC, which, of course, is named after the road.
So, Mr. Tucker, are you a practicing attorney in the state of Delaware?
I am, sir.
You are?
Yes.
Have you been duly issued a bar number?
I have.
Could you share that with us?
3326.
Okay, Mr. Robertson, would you check the record and confirm that? Okay, well, Mr. Tucker, welcome to Sussex County Planning and Zoning. You've been duly initiated.
Did Mr. Fuquay put you up to this, sir?
No, actually, I put Mr. Fuquay up to it.
Because I do not have an office on the Circle, but I do have an office in Delaware. Okay. Thank you, Chair. It's been a while since I've been here. Thank you for having me back. Here with me tonight is my client and also our civil engineer and our landscape architect, who I will ask give some testimony. But I thought I'd start, if it's okay, with just a quick overview. And I'll focus on three slides in particular, as opposed to my entire PowerPoint, unless there are questions, certainly. And those three slides would be 3, 12, and 13. So, Mr. Whitehouse, if we could please, sir, start with number 3. Thank you. Just wanted to give the commission bird's eye view of the parcel. It is in total size approximately 93.66 acres. Our client's proposed project would be on only 36.65 of those acres. It was advertised as the whole parcel, but I wanted to clarify that for the folks in the room and some of our neighbors who are with us this afternoon to assure them of that. There is no water supply or sewer supply needed for this use, and none is currently available. This isn't an investment level 4 area. There is a required fence around the facility under the electric code. It is 7 feet, at least that is what is proposed, and that does meet the minimum standard. There is a Knox box for the lock on the gate that is required, that our civil engineer will note. All abutters were alerted contacted via certified mail by my client. We have met with folks twice this month regarding the project that had an interest in understanding it. There have been modifications made to the plan in the past couple of weeks to address some of those concerns as best we could. The property is currently zoned AR1, as Mr. Whitehouse correctly noted. And with that, if we could jump to slide 12, please. We could go back one more. And one more. And back the other way. I'm sorry, forward. I think my numbering is a little bit differently. Different. One more, forward. Thank you, sir. Mr. Gorski, could you please step up to the podium and identify yourself for the public record?
Yeah, I'm Steve Gorski, Verdantis LLC, 5400 Limestone Road, Wilmington.
Are you a professional engineer?
Yes, I am.
And have you testified in Sussex County before?
Yes, I have.
Wonderful. I want to direct your attention to the board to my immediate left, and also to the screen that shows the landscaping, as well as a rendering of this same property. Did Verdantis, the firm you worked for, prepare these?
Yes, we did.
Okay. And have you walk the planning board through, briefly, the setbacks for south, east, and west, as well as where the landscaping, the new landscaping is proposed, and then we'll transition to the landscape architect.
Yes. So on the north side, the Rifle Range Road side of the solar array farm, the setback varies from about 775 feet in the northeast corner, 120 feet on the northwest corner. To the east, the minimum setback from the solar array is about 75 feet from the property line. To the south, roughly 350 feet is the closest point. West, that property line.
Is the distance from the road, just again?
It varies from 775 feet to about 920
okay.
feet.
Mr. Gorski, just for the record, we exceed the 100-foot requirement in the statute from the street, correct?
Yeah, correct.
And in terms of the parcel boundaries, we are more than 50 feet for the parcel boundaries, correct?
Correct, yes, all three sides.
Okay. And regarding the fencing, I had noted that there's a 7-foot fence proposed around the solar facility. Is that correct, sir?
Correct.
And notwithstanding the electric warning signs around the property, is there a sign proposed on the plan?
There'll be a sign proposed at the entry to the solar.
Okay.
That advertises the contact information as necessary.
And does that meet the minimum criteria in 2920, or should say the maximum criteria permitted for a sign of that nature?
Yes, it'll be less than 32 square feet.
Yeah. And any wetlands on the property?
There are. They're not going to be disturbed. Just small pocket wetlands just off the image in a small swale. We're over 100 feet, 200 feet away from it.
Okay. Sir. And regarding other approvals, I heard that DLDOT's approval or comments have come in. State Fire Marshal, sir, I understand they saw the original plan, but not a revised plan. Is that correct?
Correct. They saw the original plan, which had the array on the west side of the site.
Closer to the road?
Closer to the road, correct.
Okay. But they've not seen the updated one that's before council or the planning commission this evening, correct?
Correct. Yeah, they've not seen that yet.
Okay.
But the elements of their approval are still in place. A 14-foot gravel road with a turnaround on site and a Knox box on the gate.
Okay. Is it fair to say that when the solar panels were pulled back further from the road to address some of the comments we had from neighbors, when you redesigned to accommodate that change, that you met the criteria for the fire marshal's office?
Yes, it's still met.
Okay, but we don't have an official sign-off yet?
Correct.
Okay. Regarding a remediation plan or decommissioning plan, is it your understanding that that will be proposed and prepared prior to building permit?
Yes, that'll be prepared at the necessary time, yes.
Okay, and certainly we would prepare that sooner as the planning commission may desire, but this stage, that has not been submitted, but we would understand that would certainly be a condition of any possible recommendation from this body. And with that, unless there are any questions for Mr. Gorski, I was going to turn to our landscape architect next.
Okay, well, go ahead, and then we'll question at the end.
Very good. Could you introduce yourself for the record and tell folks who you work for?
Hi, my name is Tim Horner, landscape architect with Verdantis.
Did there come a time when you prepared a landscaping plan for this project?
Yes, we prepared the rendering and the landscaping, which provides a 25-foot-wide landscape buffer yard on the north and east side of the property, adjacent to the road right-of-way and residential dwellings to the north. And then we've also added a 25-foot-wide landscape buffer on the east side to a residential dwelling. We didn't add the buffer yards to the south and west. The south has a wooded area and wetlands, which will be protected, so that will remain. So we didn't put a buffer yard there. And then to the west, it is an agricultural field with no residential dwellings, so we left that as is. And it's just native evergreen shrubs supplemented with deciduous understory trees.
Okay, and can you talk a little bit about the landscaping number of plantings overall and landscaping species type generally?
Yes, so we have 363 evergreen trees, and that's supplemented with 36 deciduous flowering trees, so you have some color, so you know it's not just a solid mass of evergreens. And we use native white pines, American hollies, and eastern red cedars, and then eastern redbuds and serviceberry, which are the flowering deciduous trees. So you get a variety of native trees and shrubs.
Okay. And is it your belief as our landscape architect that your plan meets the spirit and intent of the Sussex?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And are you aware that the Cash family lives here to the compass that gets to the east, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And are you aware that we're discussing landscaping with them currently?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
So we
actually here tonight.
I believe so.
Okay. And just for the record, we are proposing to our neighbors that if they have some other types of plantings they would like to supplement this plan with, that we'd be willing to do that. We plan on working that out between now and council with them. So you may hear from them this afternoon, but. We certainly wouldn't reduce anything, but we may supplement, add, change some species, not invasive. But I want to put that on the record because I made that commitment to them at our meeting. And I do believe I've neglected to ask Mr. Gorski an important question, if I can call him back for just a moment, just to check this box. Mr. Gorski, can you confirm that the equipment for the solar array is at least 200 feet or more from any dwelling on property?
Yes, it is. It's over 200 feet in every case.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And also, just wanted to put on the record for our neighbors who we met with that our client is not going to increase the number of solar panels that are shown on this plan this afternoon. That company is not going to move any further towards rightful range. This project was originally pretty close to rightful range. We pulled it back to address community. I'm going to put on the record that that will not be changed back, that we've made this commitment to the community. The only caveat would be certainly if we received a comment from all of you or from a reviewing agency or certainly county council that required some change, we would have to make that certainly. And with that, we're happy to answer any questions you may have this afternoon. Thank you.
All right. Well, let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. And we'll start with Mr. Butler.
What's the distance in between the driveway going in between the solar panels?
The driveway here?
Mm-hmm. Coming in, yeah.
That's between the arrays, it's about 30 feet.
Okay.
14-foot wide gravel drive.
Is there any possibility to extend that driveway to make a loop or a turnaround spot somewhere on that property?
Yeah, there is a turnaround built in here, is what the farm marshal was looking for.
Okay. Is that Mr. Chairman?
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Collins.
No questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Mr.
Mr. Mears?
No questions, but thank you for meeting with the neighbors to be a good neighbor. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Mr. Whitehouse, anything?
None for me, thank you.
Counselor?
None for me, thanks.
All right, Mr. Tucker, thank you. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application.
Thank you, sir.
Indeed. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2388 Rifle Range Road Solar LLC?
Good evening. I'm Edward Adams. My mom and I are the landowners.
Okay.
You know, I figure it's my mom's 80, so it's my job to monetize the property as best I can for her, but keep as much farmland because at heart she's still a farmer.
Okay.
That is all. If you have any questions for me, I'm
We're good. Thank you very much. Anyone else like to speak in favor?
Yes, I'm David Gibbons from Bridgeville, Delaware, and I'd like to see the solar panels go in and help the green energy survive.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor?
Yes, I'm Randall Cash. I live at 19300 Chesapeake Way, and that is the property which is just to the east of where the solar farm will be. My wife and I have 25 acres, our little bit of heaven, and it's right on the edge, about 250 feet from where the solar array will be. So when we first heard about this, we were quite concerned. We were concerned about our quality of life. Like I said, it was our little bit of heaven, and suddenly a solar farm is there. We were also concerned about our health. As far as the quality of life, Rewild has been very attentive to our concerns. They have assured us that there will not be any lights on at night that would interrupt our sleep or enjoying our little bit of quiet rural life there. Motors that will move the mirrors. They said they will not have a motor nearby, so that will reduce the ambient noise during the day. And they did say they would work with us on making sure that the buffer is as full as possible so that it will not interrupt our line of sight. The other thing we were concerned about was the health issues. If you go on the internet, you do find some very scary things about living near a solar farm. We did find solace in the county code 2920, which assures us that all the regulations will promote and protect the health and safety of the residents of Sussex County. So I'm relying on that. Plus, they also verbally assured us at one of the community meetings that there were no cadmium, there was no cadmium in the solar panels. They also gave us some handouts that showed that we don't have to worry about the toxicity, and also that we do not have to worry about electromagnetic force fields. So I'm relying on what they've said. I'm relying on what Sussex County Council has assured us will work. So, but if it doesn't, if we have a cancer cluster come, I'm coming back to haunt you all.
Mr. Cash, I want to ask you one other thing. Do you keep bees on this property?
Yes, I do. I'm getting a little bit older, so I keep them. But
did you discuss that with the applicant? I'm just curious.
Yes, one of the primary things that they said is that the ground cover for the solar arrays will be native pollinating plants. So for someone who does keep bees, you know, not sure, you know, how full the season would be, but that would be a food source for them. So
that's why I was asking the question. I just didn't know if that had ever come up in any other application. It had not come up in any other application, but I did happen to have some recollection that you were a beekeeper.
Correct. Okay. So. Thank you.
All right. So I'm glad you've discussed that with them. Thank you. Thank you for sharing your comments.
Okay. See you.
Okay. Anyone else like to speak in favor? Okay, would anyone like in opposition to conditional use number 2388? Anyone on the commission have any further questions?
No, sir.
Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.